seventh parak of Bava Kamma, seventh Mishnah. Is a prohibition to raise small animals like sheep and goats in inhabited parts of Eretz Yisrael, because they roam around and they're going to eat up the fields and other things of other people. And Magalim b'Suria, Suria, which is outside Eretz, northern part of, out of the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, you can do them. But Bosh Yisrael, if it's in a desert where it's not going to damage anybody, you could grow them over there. What are they going to eat in the midbar? In the winter time, there's a lot of greenery, even in the winters, in the midbars of Eretz Yisrael. Emagam tana goyim liyushalayim from the Yerushalayim. You cannot, it's prohibited to have a chicken in Yerushalayim, because the tana goyim walk around into the garbages, and we're concerned they're going to touch some tummy creature, and then they're going to come back to the house and be matama the kochim in Yerushalayim. B'loi kohanim Eretz Yisrael. And the Kohanim should not have these Tana Goyim in any place Eretz Yisrael. They have to keep the Haira for the Truma. It is prohibited to have a pig farm even outside of Eretz Yisrael. They made a Gzeira, because in the time of Beis Chashmonoi there was a whole Milchom over there, and they tricked the people inside Yerushalayim by thinking they're going to fill a basket with money for them, and they put a pig inside of it. And once that happened, it caused a tremendous tzar in Klal Yisrael. So, Hoya kosher b'shal shelis. I skipped a line. Hoya lo yigad adam kelev ela im kein hu kosher b'shal shelis. A person should not have a dog, which a barking dog, or a dog that can bite, which is can cause either damage by biting or cause women to have miscarriage because of the fear from the dog, unless it's tied up with a chain in such a fashion people are not afraid of it. Ain person nishim la yoinim amken ha yorach men ha shloshim ris. One cannot make nets to catch yoinim, dogs, pigeons, because that's also a type of stealing, because the way people used to one of the panoses those days was have to have a pigeon coat, a dove coat, which basically meant if you had a place where the doves would sleep at night, but in the daytime they'd fly around. So the ones that are flying freely, really, are shaykh to a certain degree to that individual. Therefore, they said you have to be about 4 kilometers outside of the city so that you will not catch the ones that belong to the people from the city.